I'm Becky Carlson with Mission at Work News. The Jesus Film Project anticipates cutbacks as more major economies fall into recession. The Jesus Film's Scott Pendleton says that although the financial crisis has not struck yet, it will likely hit soon.
About 30% of our total giving is received during the month of November and December. And so we're anticipating that there may be a significant downturn in the amount of donations that we have. And if so, we will need to tighten our belt even further.
Next, the World Evangelical Alliance reports Muslim terrorists threaten to overtake Pakistan's northwestern province. Al-Qaeda Taliban extremists would control the entire region if they take the capital city, creating concern for the 3 million Christians living there. Believers have seen their rights and security steadily decline over recent decades. Both world security and Christians in Pakistan would be threatened by a victory. Pray for the church in Pakistan. And Opportunity International's Don Ingalls says they have designed a program called optinnow.org, which allows donors to give personally to people in developing countries.
You can make a connection to a person in the developing world. You know, sometimes when we hear the problems of Africa and you hear numbers in the hundreds of millions of poor in the world, you say, gee, that's more than I can handle. I can't get my arms around that. But with optinnow.org, you can connect directly to a person in the developing world.
Through optinnow.org, people can get personally involved, and in so doing, they are heeding Jesus Christ's call to serve the poor. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get more information on these and other stories at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. Other expanded coverage, bulletin inserts, and podcasting can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Becky Carlson.